World Health Organization officials are expressing cautious optimism about the fight against severe acute respiratory syndrome in China. The number of new SARS cases reported in Beijing has leveled off at about 50 per day, which officials find encouraging after weeks in which 100 new victims appeared every 24 hours. World Health Organization consultant Keiji Fukuda says the figures are moving in the right direction.
The downward trend is just there for a short time, and we don't really feel that the downward trend is there long enough for us to fully interpret. And so we don't believe that we can say at this point that the epidemic is declining, but we are encouraged by what we are seeing.
SARS is hitting Beijing harder than any place in the world, with 5 new deaths and 48 new cases reported Tuesday. Nationwide, the health ministry says SARS has hit more than 5,000 people and killed 262. Dr. Fukuda says China's new commitment to strong public health measures, like screening travelers and placing thousands of people in quarantine, may eventually defeat the disease.
I think that that will occur. I have no doubt that that will happen and that the commitment that's being seen now will solve the SARS problem. We will see SARS end in China.
WHO officials inspecting anti-SARS efforts in the partly rural province that surrounds Beijing were impressed by the strict surveillance measures there, which rely on neighborhood watches modeled on old-style communist control. Some experts have expressed concern that SARS could ravage China's countryside, which has most of China's population, but very few of its hospitals and doctors. WHO experts say the next few weeks will tell the tale in the rural areas. Back in the cities, officials say disease data collection has improved, but key facts, such as the day individuals contract the disease, are often still missing, and this is hurting research efforts. Officials also complain of limited information on 8% of SARS victims who are in China's military. Jim Randall, VOA News, Beijing.